Explore Your 2.4. For many school districts, 2.4 kilometers is the distance that marks the furthest extent of a walk zone. The idea for Explore Your 2.4 sprang from two very simple questions regarding this measure. How well do students, caregivers, and teachers know this space, and how often do they travel actively within it? For years, walk zones have been mainly used to identify the border where school busing begins. But what if we reimagine them as spaces where active transportation and community engagement could thrive? Using a comprehensive school health approach, Explore Your 2.4 aims to increase engagement in home and school active community exploration. A combination of active transportation and community-based learning experiences as a means of creating more active, engaged, informed citizens. Explore Your 2.4 involves three main steps. The first step is explore. Be an explorer. Take the time you need to explore your home and school 2.4s. These are your walk zones and your communities. Every trip is a new adventure, a new direction in your 2.4. Take note of routes that you like and why you like them, and routes that you are not keen to take again. Do you feel a connection with the land around you? Why is developing a connection so important? Perhaps examine the Indigenous perspective and their connection with the land. The second step is observe. Select one route from your explorer days and be an observer. Use all of your senses. What things stand out most for you in this space? Think of sights, sounds, smells, feelings, etc. What amenities are located along this route? What transportation infrastructure exists? What businesses, parks, play areas, schools, churches, anything? What is located here? Are there lots of people? It is very important to be an astute observer because you will need it as we move to the third step, which is engage. Identify spaces in your 2.4 that you like. Why do you like them? How do they make you feel? Safe? Welcome? Calm? Alive? Does your 2.4 have enough spaces like this to which everyone has access? Identify spaces where improvements are needed. And then decide for yourself what about these spaces needs to be improved. Are they safe? Is there enough infrastructure for all road users? Is there good lighting? Good visibility? Is there litter and garbage that needs to be collected? Are there enough receptacles? These are things that you need to have observed because these are things that you can change. When you go about changing things, you must consider, how can I make these changes? Who do I reach out to in my community for support? This is the essence of Explore Your 2.4.